Now I want to look at compromise agreements. A compromise agreement is a legal agreement drawn up on or after the termination of the employment, but usually put in place to avoid later claims from the employees or directors that they might pursue before an employment tribunal or a court. The employee must take independent legal advice, which is normally paid for by the employer and is not taxable. The agreement is used to deal with any and all claims that the employee may have against the employer. It is wrong to assume that all payments included in a compromise agreement come within Section 401, because it may contain some contractual elements chargeable under Section 62, or indeed a restrictive covenant payment chargeable under Section 225. Most agreements will include a clause in which the employee accepts the terms of the settlement in full and final satisfaction of all claims. If no specific sum is attributed to that undertaking, then HMRC will accept that no value is given to it, and accordingly no charge arises under Section 225. When we have a compromise agreement, we need to look at what it contains, we need to look behind any lump sum payment, and we need to look at what contractual entitlements might be rolled up into the amount paid.